Good morning. I hope you and your family are in the middle of a delightful holiday weekend. I presume you come to the early Mass so you can get out and enjoy a couple of beautiful days ahead. We've seen in the scriptures the power of Jesus. We sang about it in our opening song. Healing, raising the dead, dismissing demons, such power not seen before and never seen since. It is clear he had the power to resist the cross, but chose not to use his power in this way. Instead of serving himself, he humbled himself to the point of death. We have power too, not as great, but power nonetheless. And how will we use it? Will we use it to get our way, to avoid suffering, to seek comfort or status? Or will we use it in service of Christ, to spread the gospel, to offer healing, help, to work for peace? And as Jesus reminds us in the gospel or advises us, suffering could come. We do not seek suffering. Are we willing to embrace the cross if it comes because of our choice to serve God, that hunger that is within each of us? Peter's admonition to Jesus makes sense. Just walk away. The idea of a suffering Messiah never entered his head. No one expected it. Jesus tells him, "You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." So our readings today invite us to consider the difference between God's thinking and ours. Or perhaps, building upon Paul's caution, how we might unknowingly conform to this age. Paul tries to encourage the Romans. He says, "Don't conform to this age. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect." Renewal of our mind. Don't conform to this age. Discern what is the will of God. Not an easy thing. And perhaps that's our first lesson. It's not an easy thing. I mean, history is filled with people acting in the name of God or what they perceive as God's will, but they were very wrong. Oftentimes, people worshiping power or comfort or the approval of others. These should ring a bell as we look back to the temptations in the desert. So how do we renew our mind? How indeed? Jeremiah and Peter find their frustrations relieved as they continue forward on their journey. Being a servant of the Lord does not come with clear instructions, and this may feel like one is stumbling through life or driven to despair. But in fact, Jeremiah's insight might help us to pray these readings today. The faithful servant may feel frustration, but in the end, those who fight against God are the ones who struggle. Jeremiah says, "My persecutors will stumble. They will not prevail." This comes much later in his life, an age of greater maturity. It takes time for the drama of one's vocation to unfold. It takes trust. And Jesus was inviting Peter to remember why he had followed him in the first place. It was not a call to be a disciple by cheering on the prophet or studying under a rabbi. Jesus was inviting Peter and his company to share his very purpose in life, inviting us as well to announce the good news, to touch and heal the world. So what does this mean for us? Again, we have power. Could be physical power, mental, opportunities that we have, perhaps in relationships. How will we use our power? Perhaps the best illustration and experience would be from family life. Parents have power, great power, in their family that you use for loving, protecting, and nurturing. The power used in sacrifice, your share of the cross, is giving up much and not placing a high priority on your own comfort, your freedom, nor seeking increased power. You give, you serve. You do need to take care of yourself, physically, mentally, and spiritually. There are signs when we need to do so. Go back to our first reading today. I think Jeremiah needed a vacation. Actually, what he needed more was prayer time. Like Peter and Paul, he needed to sort things out. What were his choices? And he discovered through prayer what were his priorities and what would fill his soul. Through prayer, his mission became clear and he was strengthened to proceed. How important, then, is daily prayer in our own life? Especially when, like Jeremiah, we're at wit's end. Or like Peter, we need some not too gentle change in our thinking. One great lesson from all three, Jeremiah, Peter, and Paul, is that our prayer must be honest, from the heart, and open to seeking the Lord's way. Perhaps the greatest obstacle to thinking aligned with God is our assumption that we already know God's thoughts, that God's way is our way. A brief survey of Scripture will show us that far too often this is not true. To humbly seek and listen in prayer is the only path to discern the will of God.